Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a very short story, but it's a very powerful story. In fact, it's a story which the Rebbe himself, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Nachum Mendel Schneerson, told on at least one occasion. And the story goes as follows. There was once two Yidden. They were riding on the subway, and they came to the stop, which we know as Kingston Avenue. And the name of the stop is officially Kingston Avenue, but the Rebbe referred to it as the stop that one gets off of if he's going to the home of his father-in-law, meaning the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. That's how he referred to the stop that you get off of if you are going to 770 Eastern Parkway, which is the shul and the house of the Rebbe, referring to his father-in-law. And so one of the Yidden said, who lives at this stop? Whose neighborhood is this? And the other one said, this is where the Lubavitchers live. And so his friend said, who are the Lubavitchers? What's special about them? And his friend said, those are the ones who believe in Mashiach. Now this story, of course, we all believe in Mashiach. I mean, after all, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, one of the 13 principles of Jewish belief, as written by Rambam, the Maimonides. And just like there's a principle of Jewish belief, to believe in Hashem, to believe that the Torah is Hashem's words, to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is a prophet that Hashem gives messages through. So too, it's a belief of the Jewish people to believe in Mashiach, and not only to believe in Mashiach, as the Rambam puts it, but to also look forward to Mashiach coming. So of course, every Jew is a person who believes in Mashiach. But nevertheless, the story was, and the Rebbe retold the story, that a particular Jew described the Lubavitchers as those who believe in Mashiach, although all Jews believe in Mashiach. However, as the Rebbe has trained his Chassidim, and try to train the rest of the world as well, it's not enough to just believe in Mashiach in a quiet inner way. But we have to believe Mashiach in Mashiach with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our might, that it should be something that's really, really, as we say, kachsech, that we're really cooking in it. It's something that really excites us. It's something that's very, very important to us. And of course, that's because in our generation, we are described as the last generation of Gullus and the first generation of Geula. So it means that we really have the key to bringing the redemption, just as the last generation before the Jews left Mitzrayim was such a generation like ours. They had grown up in the Gullus of Mitzrayim and the slavery, but they were the ones that were going to have to make the transformation to redemption from Egypt. Going out of Egypt, splitting the sea, receiving the Torah at Har Sinai, hopefully going into Eretz Yisrael. So there's such a generation that has to make that leap from Gullus to Geula, from exile to redemption. And since that is our generation, therefore the Rebbe, as the leader of the generation, always stressed the great, great importance of every single Jew believing in Mashiach and being involved and looking forward to Mashiach and learning about Mashiach and awaiting Mashiach, and all of this brings Mashiach quicker. May it happen actually in our world, right here and immediately. And it comes especially through, it's quickened especially through, it's a straight path, as it ever put it, to the coming of Mashiach, is learning about Mashiach and redemption. Therefore, I'll just point out that this is actually a halacha brought by the Rambam, by Maimonides, where the Rambam stresses the importance of not only believing in Mashiach, because it's actually mentioned in Chumash, the idea of Mashiach and redemption, but not only believing in Mashiach, but also looking forward to Mashiach coming and doing whatever we can to make it happen. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.